Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that's 900 episodes strong, bringing you practical business lessons. Wow, episode 900. Pretty incredible. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA and Webinar Ninja. I want to start this episode by thanking you, our listeners, for being a part of the show. You are the reason why we do this show, to help you build your business. And as the show grows, it motivates us to keep on recording new episodes. And that's how we got to episode 900. In episode 900, we're going to cover a very important topic, an exercise I believe that will really help shape your life and your business. And this exercise addresses the question, how much money do you need? Seriously, this is a very important question to answer, and many of us don't take the time to sit down and answer it. When you answer this question, how much money you need, it really allows you to shape the business you actually need or want. I'm going to go through an exercise that's going to take you about an hour, but it's going to be an hour well spent because you'll have a clear vision of what kind of business you need to build to have the life you want. And in most cases, you're surprised by the answer. Many of us, when we think about our life and how much money we need to live a life that we want or we've been dreaming about, these numbers are very nebulous. We don't really know how much money we're talking about here. We might think we need a multi-million dollar business to live that lifestyle, when in fact, you actually don't. And take my advice, you need to shape your business based on the way you want to live. A large business is not necessarily going to equate to a great life. We get into all the details and all the instructions on how to answer this very important question, how to get your number so you know what you're building for. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is supported by HostGator. Expect more with their WordPress cloud hosting. HostGator offers a great all-inclusive plan that starts as low as $5 a month with their 50% discount for listeners of the show. You get everything you need to build your business website, including their website builder, which comes with hundreds of templates so you can build your own website within minutes. You're going to get advanced security, superior support via phone, chat, and email. They can help you with marketing campaigns. They can help you with your domain name so you can register your website address. Get everything you need for a great price to get started. And as you grow, HostGator grows with you. Just go to HostGator.com/100MBA to get started. Again, it's HostGator.com/100MBA. The $100 MBA Show is also supported by the new FreshBooks. The all-new FreshBooks is not only ridiculously easy to use, it's packed with powerful features. You'll get paid faster and easier. You can set up online payments with just a couple of clicks to make it so much easier for your clients to pay you, and that's why you're doing business, right? So if you're a freelancer, if you're a side hustler, and you're sending out invoices, you've got to use FreshBooks. It can't be any easier. And now is a great time. FreshBooks is offering a 30-day unrestricted free trial for listeners, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Go to FreshBooks.com/MBA and enter the $100 MBA in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's FreshBooks.com/MBA. So in today's lesson, we're going to be talking about your own personal number, your own personal finances. How much money do you need to actually take home every month to live the life you want? Now, the reason why I'm emphasizing this is because this is separate from your, you know, profits and losses in your actual business. If you're a small business or a solopreneur, this is really simple because you have your revenue and you have your expenses, and whatever the difference is your profit or loss. So hopefully it's a profit. And that profit really is what you take home, right? Factoring in the fact that you are already allocating money to reinvest into the business in your actual costs. But this is an exercise that is really easy to do, especially if you have a small business with not a lot of moving parts. Once your business starts growing, this gets a little bit more complicated, but it's still important for you to do this exercise. Why more complicated? Because you just have more expenses, you have more employees, you might have people that have stakes in the company, you might have investors that are looking for a return. You need to consider all these factors. But if you're a small business, if you're a solopreneur, if you're a freelancer, this makes your life a whole lot easier when it comes to really nailing your number. Now, regardless of how large your business is, this exercise is going to help you know that I need to take home this amount of money to be content, right? Whether that's my salary, whether that's my, you know, profit share, or the profit I get back after all my expenses in my business. So what you're going to do is you're going to sit down with a paper and pen, okay? You could do this on a Word doc if you like, but paper and pen might be a little faster. So what you're going to do is you're going to write down all your expenses, but you're going to write your expenses in annual format. So if your rent is $2,000, for example, a month, then $24,000 is your annual rent expense. It's just going to be easier for you to calculate things annually and then divide later on by 12, because some things are going to be annual, some things are going to be monthly. And this is really just going to make your life a whole lot easier. I like to do this in two steps. The first step is you're actually going to write down all your current expenses, your rent, your utilities, you know, if you have a car payment, groceries, if you have allotted vacations every year, put that down. Expenses like clothing or personal shopping, Christmas gifts, you have to include as much as you can. And if you're not sure, go on the high end, overestimate. You're going to sit down, this is going to take you about 10, 15 minutes to really jot down all your expenses in annual format. Now, remember, this is your own personal expenses, not business expenses. You know, don't include, you know, the cost of a new laptop, for example, or the rent for your office. That is going to be separate in your business finances. We're talking about your own personal spending money, the money that you need to spend to cover your bases, to cover all your expenses for your life. So once you write down all your expenses and you have a total number of how much you need to make every year to cover the expenses, some people are going to be really surprised. You're going to be like, okay, so all my expenses total up to, let's say, for example, $80,000. It might be lower than you're expecting. You might be thinking, wow, I thought my expenses were a lot higher. You may want to double check your numbers. You may want to double check if you actually included all your expenses. And a good exercise, if you're not sure, is go open up your bank app on your phone and take a look at all the expenses you have on a monthly basis, whether it's Netflix, whether it's, you know, a monthly membership to a gym that you forgot about. Include all the nitty-gritty. Now, once you've done that, what you're going to do now is you're going to just open up a clean sheet of paper. Forget about your current expenses. Forget about all that stuff. And you're going to start brand new as if you don't have any of the expenses. And you're going to write down how much things would cost for the life you want to have. Now, this is not some sort of dream exercise. You're really actually writing down, you know, how much would the house I want to live in cost? How much would the car I want to drive cost if I'm going to be, you know, financing or leasing it? This is an actual important exercise. Why? Because a lot of our life stress is caused by money. And if you could solve the money equation in your life, you're going to reduce a lot of stress. It doesn't solve all your problems. It doesn't solve all your problems, of course, but it does make things a lot easier in your life. Wealthy people will tell you this. Yes, there are some downsides to having money or being, you know, wealthy, but poverty is a whole lot harder. So by doing this, you're really trying to reduce the stress around your life when it comes to finances. So we're going to really take this seriously. This is not some sort of like pie in the sky exercise. You're going to write down exactly, hey, I currently live like this. I'm pretty content, but where I want to go, where do I want to go in the next couple of years? What does that look like? And really just put down everything you want. If you want to go on 2 vacations a year, how much are you going to be spending on these vacations? Are you going to be flying business class? Are you going to be going to exotic locations where the hotel night is, you know, $500, $600, $1,000 a night? whatever you want. If that's not something you want, choose something else. You might be somebody who loves cooking and would love to install some professional equipment in your kitchen so you can have a better, you know, cooking station. And that's going to cost you some money. So the point here is just to jot down everything that you want to have in your future life, regular expenses, you know, and just write them down. And then you're obviously going to put the annual price again. Again, line by line, if you need some help, look at your banking app, see what you're spending already, just to remind you of some of the expenses that you normally spend on. You may want to like take those expenses to the next level, or like a better gym, or better, you know, dance classes if that's something you do. Just write it down and put the annual price. Then total them up. You might be very surprised at the difference of the two numbers. The first number, where your current expenses total up for the year, and your, you know, dream number. A lot of people are just shocked at how close those numbers are. They're not even, you know, people might think, oh, it's going to total up to like $1 million a year. But in fact, it totals up to maybe $150,000 a year. Now, okay, I recognize $150,000 a year is not, you know, chump change or whatever that number might be, but it's definitely attainable. So now what? I want to take your dream number, the number that you want to achieve. Let's say it's $150,000. And you're going to divide that by 12 months. So that equals $12,500 a month. You got to take home that amount of money every month in order for you to fulfill this goal. Take a look at how much you're actually making or taking home now. What's the difference? Now we're going to jump into your business, okay? I want you to take a look at how much money you make, your profit, at the end of every month. That's after all expenses, okay? So let's say that profit number is $8,000, okay? You have $8,000 after all expenses. I want you to write down that number so you have it handy. That's how much money you make every month. Now I want you to take a look at how many sales you make every month, whether they're reoccurring sales or one-off sales. If you have a SaaS business or e-commerce business, it doesn't matter. How many sales did it take for you to get to that profit number of $8,000? For the sake of simplicity, let's say you made 100 sales. That means you made $80 on each sale. So 100 sales gets you $8,000. So you make an average, again, of $80,000 a sale. So what was that dream number a month? We said it was $12,500 in our example. What we're going to do is we're going to divide $12,500 into 80 to know how many sales we need to hit our number. And in our case, $12,500 divided by 80 is 156.25. So let's just round up and say 157 sales. You need 157 sales in order to hit your dream number. Again, in this example. But hey, you're going to have to take your business from 100 sales a month to 157 a month. Now, you don't have to do that from one month to the next. If you did, that's awesome. But if you increase your sales by 5 in this example, which is also 5%, the next month you'll make 105, the next month you'll make a little over 110. And before the end of the year, before 12 months are up, you'll hit your target number. So within a year, you go from your current number to your dream number. Pretty incredible, right? Now, obviously, all these numbers will be different for you, different for me, depending on what you spend on, depending on how much you're currently making versus what you're making now. But in my example, I literally doubled my number. So it was 80 and now it was 150. So it was a pretty big jump. But when I broke it down to how much money, how much profit I make on each sale, how many sales am I making now, how many sales do I need to make to hit my number, came more attainable. But most of us don't do the math. And I always say math is your friend. Math really helps you make sense of all these nebulous thoughts. It really makes you feel like you're empowered to really take control of what you want. This is why I think this exercise is so important, so powerful, because it really just breaks it down to something that you can comprehend, and it gives you a goal. It says, hey, your sales are this much. You need to make this amount of sales every month in order for you to hit your number. You don't have to do it all at once. You can just increase it every month. And hey, momentum is a powerful thing, and you might even reach that number before you even expect. Now, a few caveats, a few things to look out for. Your expenses in your business will affect your profits, obviously, right? So you got to make sure your expenses are in check. So if you are investing into your business, meaning you're going to be spending more money in your business, whether it's a new hire, whether it's a new service, whether it's something you're using that's costing you money to try to generate more sales, whether it's like Facebook ads, for example, you got to make sure that's a profitable investment. You got to make sure your profits are not suffering because of that investment. So you got to evaluate every month how those changes of expenses are affecting your bottom line. This is why I always encourage to run a simple business. Keep things simple. The simpler your business is, the easier it is for you to understand it, to hit your goals, to be profitable. The murkier the waters get, the harder it is for you to really nail down what you want and to reach those numbers. I love businesses that have very simple pricing, that have very simple offerings, simple policies. Whether you offer a free trial, whether you offer no refunds, it's just clear. Everybody knows where you stand and you know what to expect. One of the reasons why a lot of people build iPhone apps is that the App Store has no refunds. They can predict their income. They know that if they sell a certain amount of apps or get enough downloads, they're going to make X amount of money. There's no question about it because no one's going to refund because they can't. Simple, easy, clean. Keep your business simple and the way you offer things in a simple way so you can have more predictable income. Now that we have all the instructions for that exercise that you're going to do, of course you're going to do it, right? Let's talk a little bit about knowing what you really want. So before you actually write down, hey, I want X and this is how much it's going to cost and I'm going to put this in my dream list and I'm going to add that in my total, you want to really evaluate what's on that list. Because if you can trim it, it's going to be a whole lot easier for you to hit that number because it'll be less expenses, of course. So one of the things I like to do is really ask yourself, what is really important to you in your life? What do you really enjoy doing? How do you like to live your life? Let me give you some examples. There are some people that just absolutely love travel. They love traveling. They love seeing the world. They love experiencing new cultures. And they really like to travel to the point where maybe they're traveling 6 months out of the year. And maybe that's the reason why they started an online business, is so they can be flexible and be able to run their business from wherever they are. So if that's the case, if they're away 6 months out of the year, if they really enjoy travel and that's what really something that they really enjoy, then that's really where they're going to spend their money. They may want to travel in style where they're going to really nice locations or really nice hotels or flying business class or whatever it is. That's a really high priority for them, and that's something that really gives them a lot of joy. So they're going to spend a lot of money on that. But somebody like that, that really values travel, do they need to really have a lot of expenses when it comes to their home? Do they need a huge home, which they're not even there half the year? Yeah, you can Airbnb it and you can do all that kind of stuff. But do you really need it? It's a huge expense. Or are you fine with an apartment? Do you need an expensive place in the heart of the city? Or can you be a little bit outside the city, still accessible to the city, and save some money that way? Same thing with a car. Do you need a car the whole year? Maybe, where you live, transit is great. Maybe if you do live in the city, you don't need a car. You can save your expenses and, don't have a car at all. Use a subway, use buses, use whatever it is, or walk. Heck, half the year you're not home, so you might as well save some money in these areas. So you see how we have to pinpoint what's really important to us. In this case, this person's really in love with travel, will invest a lot of money in having the best experiences when they're traveling. And they're fine with having a modest place at home. Again, we're coming from a place of privilege. Everybody who has these options is coming from a place of privilege. I mean, come on. This is incredible that you even have this choice in the first place. We're all talking about still having a roof over our heads and, eating our meals and having some security in our life. So these are really great choices to make. But you can really hit your number, your dream number, if you prioritize what you really love and not spend money everywhere. Hey, and you might be the opposite. You may not enjoy travel as much. Heck, maybe for you, a vacation is just some downtime. And even if you just travel locally within your country just to have a little downtime by the beach or by a lake, you're fine with that. And you maybe don't need that much time off. Maybe you would like to have, a few weeks out of the year. And you're a real homebody. And maybe you want a big house. Maybe you want a farm. And that's where you invest your money. And that's where you spend your money for your dream number. So really ask yourself what you want. It's going to be a whole lot easier when you just focus on what's important and not say everything's important. I've got more on today's lesson, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsors. Today's episode is supported by HostGator. HostGator is one of the most affordable options out there. because they love supporting small businesses and helping people get started with their business website. You can get started for as low as $5 a month with their 50% discount for listeners of the $100 MBA show. Just go to hostgator.com/100MBA. With your plan, you get a free website builder and you get it absolutely free with your hosting. So you don't need any experience to have a well-designed, functional website for your business. And we're talking about hundreds of templates for you to choose from. They also offer SEO, pay-per-click, and web design services to boost your online presence. We've been using HostGator for years because it's just solid and it's just super simple to use. I mentioned in the past that I built my niece and nephew their own websites in less than 20 minutes each. It was my gift to them when we were visiting recently. So it makes an awesome gift idea, by the way. Get started today for as low as $5 a month. Just go to hostgator.com/100MBA. Again, that's hostgator.com/100MBA. If you are a freelancer, a side hustler, a solopreneur, you need to get paid just like everybody else. One of the hardest parts about getting paid is sending invoices and making sure they're actually getting paid from the customer. I know this firsthand. I started out my entrepreneur career as a freelancer. This is where the all-new FreshBooks comes in. In my opinion, it's the easiest to use, most efficient cloud accounting software there is. It's been designed from the ground up and custom built for exactly the way you work. I'm talking about the simplest way to be more productive, organized, and more importantly, get paid quickly. You can create and send professional-looking invoices in less than 30 seconds. You can set up online payments in just a couple of clicks and get paid 4 days faster. Who doesn't want to get paid faster? You can even see when your clients have seen your invoice and you can stop guessing if they've seen it or not or received it, and you can follow up. And FreshBooks is offering a 30-day unrestricted free trial for our listeners. I would grab this right now while it's available. It's absolutely free, and all you have to do to claim it is go to freshbooks.com/MBA and enter the $100 MBA in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Invoicing couldn't be easier. It's one of the best accounting softwares I've seen. It's simple, it's clean, it's gorgeous looking. Check them out, freshbooks.com/MBA. Guys, to wrap up today's lesson, I really encourage you to do this exercise to get your numbers. This makes your life a whole lot easier, and then break it down to figure out how many sales you need to hit those numbers. Now, obviously, if your business is a little bit more complicated, a little bit bigger, where not all your profits are yours or you take home, you will have to modify that. But hey, you ultimately will have a take-home number, how much money you make that could be yours at the end of the day. And that's where you're going to figure out how you need to increase that via sales so you can hit your dream number. A word of caution. A lot of people don't do this exercise because they kind of feel like this is just pie in the sky dreaming. Like, I'm just dreaming here. I don't really feel comfortable with this. And what's the point? Well, the point is that you're trying to take things out of your head and onto paper and really quantify them with a dollar value. How much does this cost to have this thing in my head that I want, to have this life I want? You need to get practical, really. That's what you need to do. And it's one of those things you just got to do. You just got to get it out of your system and actually do the exercise to really see the benefit. And so what if you dream a little bit and think about the things you want in your life? I mean, what are you working for? To have a better life, right? To enjoy your life. Yes, you want to make a difference in this world. Yes, you want to build a great company with great teammates, but you want to reap the benefits as well. You want to enjoy your life. You want to have a life that you feel comfortable in. So do yourself a favor and do the exercise. And remember, not everything's important. Not everything is a priority in your life. What do you really value in your life? Focus on that. Go big time on that. And if there's some areas that are not so important in your life or are less important in your life, you can save up on this. You don't have to spend so much on those things. This is a concept that I picked up from Ramit Sethi, who's a great personal finance blogger as well as a course maker and best-selling author of I Will Teach You to Be Rich, where you really spend money on the things you care about but save on the things that are not so important to you. All right. That wraps up today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed episode 900. Heavy topic. We wanted to make sure we cover it because it's so important. We got a lot of great topics coming in upcoming episodes you don't want to miss. You want to make sure you hit subscribe. We're going to be talking about why I quit social media, 5 businesses you can start today, exploring the option of not selling your products during the holidays, giving yourself some time to enjoy your family and life, but at the same time, still make money before you actually close down. We talk about all that in our upcoming episodes. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a beat. All right, that's it for me today, guys. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. This exercise I described today is something you want to do every couple of years. You're going to change. You're going to grow. You're going to hit your goals. You're going to want to reevaluate. Maybe you're spending money on things you don't want or don't care about anymore. Maybe you have some new goals which will require you to spend some money. Maybe you want to learn a new musical instrument, so you need to spend some money on some lessons. That's just an example. But the point here is that this is not a once and done. Get comfortable with it. You're going to be doing it every year or two, depending on how quickly you achieve your goal. And please pass on this concept, this exercise, to your friends, your family. Let them know about this episode and teach them what you learned today. It's a great way for you to really digest and comprehend what you learned by teaching others. All right, I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.